When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected, to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org. Someday, someday,
someday. Need a night out? Three Peaks Kitchen and Bar at Spokane Tribe Casino is open with the best deals in Arroway Heights. Enjoy a thirst-quenching $2 draft. Choose from more than 20 beers on tap. And come check out our updated menu with new delicious specials updated weekly and weekend brunch specials. For your favorite games and a great place to dine, head to Spokane Tribe Casino. We'll see you soon.
Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
Real business owners talking about real issues. Join Gene Marks, host of the Paychecks Business Series podcast, as he talks with small business owners and industry experts about today's top issues amidst COVID-19, including business innovation, navigating the road to recovery, and finding ways to thrive in the future. From 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang to Vice President of Small Business at Facebook, Rich Rowell, we've got a slew of great guests on Season 2. Listen and subscribe to all our great episodes at paychecks.com/business series.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sonia Greenfield. She is the Director of Writer Management and the official Detroit Lions reporter for Our Turf Football and a writer for the Lions Wire and Sports X Media. We'll discuss the Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff trade, also Jared's time in Detroit. Also, we'll talk about Jared Goff coming into the Motor City and more. Sonia is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
.145/92 .180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. At this time.
Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you look so cute. How do you know him?
Come on, Donovan, do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Stafford go here on third and goal. Goes through his lead to the end zone. It's caught. Marvin Jones for the touchdown. Got it. Second and short, Stafford given time. Jones is there with the defender falling. A Detroit touchdown on the second play of the second half.
Defender slipped.
Stafford with a little shovel inside to T.J. Hockenson. Touchdown, Lions.
Bob Gates has won. Touchdown, Rams.
That's official.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of the National Football League, CBS Sports, and Fox Sports. Those highlights that you heard was of Matthew Stafford throwing touchdown passes during his days as the former quarterback of the Detroit Lions, and you also heard Jared Goff during his days as a quarterback when he was the quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. And I have a lady on the program now who covers the Detroit Lions as the director of writer management and the official Detroit Lions reporter for Our Turf Football, and she's also a writer for the Lions Wire and Sports X Media. Let's welcome her to the program, Sonya Greenfield. Hello, Sonya. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Let's discuss really the first blockbuster move of this 2020 NFL offseason, the trade between Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff. I want to ask you, what were some of the things that led to this deal happening?
Well, I think that Matthew's time was up in Detroit, and I think it was going to be up regardless of what happened with the head coaching position here in Detroit. As you all know, we recently hired Dan Campbell, or the Lions just hired Dan Campbell as their new head coach, replacing Matt Patricia, who it sounds like just ran an awful ship and morale just, you know, tanked. And you know, Matthew Stafford, God bless that man. He has been consistent and he has been tough and he has been, you know, our quarterback. And, but he wasn't winning and they weren't, you know, the team was trying, but they weren't doing much to kind of help him. And I know people are like, but he had Calvin. Yes, he had Calvin, but that's just one piece of the puzzle. You know, he had a lot of coming back to do and stuff like that. So it was just kind of, I mean, in a way, it kind of ran the same arc as Calvin and as with Barry Sanders reaching back that far, too. You know, it, you know, he tried, they were close, but he just couldn't get there. And then I think Matt Patricia's reign, if you will, kind of helped hasten it. And it's time for him to move on. And, you know, it's time for the Lions to rebuild. It's time for the Lions to restructure. And it's time for Matthew to try and win. I mean, he's still a great quarterback. And I like him going to the Rams because I think that they're a pretty good team with a lot of pieces in place. And, you know, having him you know, with somebody like Cam Akers and, you know, Cooper Kupp and all those guys, I think it's going to be really interesting and good. He still has a lot left in the tank, I think. And so, yeah, I think that's kind of what happened. Does that make sense? Did I answer your question?
Yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense. And we're going to get more into getting into the other side with Jared Goff arriving in the Motor City. But I want to go talk more about Matthew's time in Detroit. We know that Matthew Stafford, how I remember him in Detroit, was someone that put up monster numbers. And again, we mentioned about, yeah, he did have the Calvin Johnson era and Megatron being there. And even when Megatron had left, then he still put up big numbers. But I want to just kind of go into, if you could go into more detail about Matthew's time in Detroit, what were the things that you remember him about him being the quarterback of the Detroit Lions?
You know, I think his tenure in Detroit started off a little rocky. I think, you know, he was injured the first couple seasons that he was there. He had that shoulder injury, and a lot of people are replaying that clip from the Browns where he did injure his shoulder in his rookie year. And then his second year, he had a couple injuries too and missed a good chunk of games. And so he didn't really get going until his third season. And that's, you know, when we saw him to Megatron and all that good stuff, you know, just really him starting to flourish and just throw a lot of yards. And, you know, he often tried to get away with, not even get away, but he was, you know, a good sidearm quarterback. Every now and then you'd see him just flash that. And he was also, one thing that I think a lot of people are going to remember about him is he was tough. He was tough. He took a lot of hits. He kept, you know, he wasn't on the disabled list that much. He did get some big injuries. You know, he hurt his back at the end of last season. He was playing hurt this season. But, you know, he took a lot of hits, and he was tough and came back. And, you know, he had that big arm. He had a cannon. And, you know, oh, another thing that I remember is that Calvin, you know, his hands were all mangled because, you know, he was catching passes from Matthew. And, you know, Matthew was just firing him. And it was almost like you had to have, like, a really good chemistry with Matthew to be able to catch his balls. And, you know, I think he and Marvin Jones were starting to develop that. And, you know, you see that. And, you know, he was just a tough, strong guy. And his comebacks, you can't also forget about those comebacks. And my favorite one, sorry, Cowboys fans, was against the Cowboys a few years ago. And, you know, just him hurrying up and, you know, clocking it, but then, you know, shooting into the end zone. That was probably like one of my quintessential favorite Matthew Stafford moments. Like, he just, you know, that guy. And I hope he gets a lot more of that in L.A.
All right, we'll get more into that in just a little bit. Let's move along now to the new quarterback, mm-hmm. Jared Goff. He arrives in Detroit. Now, I don't know. I've had some time to kind of deep dive into this trade. I don't think Jared was given enough time with the Rams. I don't know. I think it was more of a cost-cutting thing, because within the next several years, the Rams have, like, one of the highest payrolls in the league. Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, that's a lot of money that they're paying out, and also, too, with Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. But nevertheless, Jared Goff, it's hard to believe, but only 2 years ago, he played in the Super Bowl. People may say it was a credit to his defense. Yeah, his defense was a part of this as well, but Jared Goff played out of his mind the year they went to the Super Bowl. So give
right.
me your take on Jared arriving in Detroit, and how do you see the Lions going forward with him as the quarterback?
So I was kind of surprised, I guess, that, you know, we were going to go so hard for Jared, which, you know, in the end, the Lions did kind of win that trade if you think about it. But I think that he will have a good opportunity to succeed. He does have some pieces there. There are some question marks, honestly, if you kind of think about it. You know, Marvin Jones most likely won't be back. I don't know, you know, if Jared signing is going to make that much of a difference. Then you have the big question mark of Kenny Galladay, their big wide receiver from a couple years ago, who's, you know, just brilliant and doing great things out there. And if he and Jared can, you know, establish a relationship. And, you know, I think that that could be a very good, and, you know, Kenny Galladay could just be even more amazing than he already has been. So, you know, and I've also seen a couple things, because a lot of fans are thinking that this is just kind of a stopgap, and that, you know, Jared is going to be something onto something bigger, or a newer draft pick in the next couple years. But, you know, we'll kind of see. And, you know, I wish him nothing but success. I think he will have some success. I mean, like you said, he did take a team to the Super Bowl. And do I expect him to do that with the Lions? Probably not. But, you know, hey, you never know. He could, you know, develop, and the guys could really respond to him. And, you know, with Dan Campbell and the coaching staff, it could be something pretty special. Now, I'm not going to get my hopes up too high, because in the end, this still is the Lions, and they got to prove a lot. But, you know, it could very well be the right choice for right now.
All right, let's dive deep more into this trade. Who is the winner of this trade in the short term, and who's the winner in the long term?
Okay. Short term, I'm going to go ahead and say that the Lions kind of won this in the short term. They got draft picks. They were able to get rid of, I won't say get rid of because that sounds awful, but they were able to, you know, part ways with Matthew, and then also, you know, get the picks. Now, in the long run, who still is going to probably be who's still going to win? Still, I think possibly the Lions. Again, the Rams are going to have to do a lot, I think, to kind of compensate for the picks that they left. Now, could they have some tricks up their sleeve and, you know, be able to turn some players into some more picks and things like that? Potentially, but they're going to have a lot of pieces to kind of, you know, again, they've got a pretty good nucleus right now, and to trade them and stuff like that to kind of blow it up from the inside out, it's probably not going to be too pretty, and I can see why a lot of Rams fans are concerned. So, again, I think possibly in the long run that the Lions have won too. It sounds like the Lions are starting to kind of not truly rebuild. I think it's a rebuild, but it sounds more like a, you know, just kind of a revamping. But I think that in the end, the Lions are going to be able to have the picks. Brad Holmes is already starting to make some pretty good moves as GM. So I think in the end, the Lions are still going to win. A lot of people are thinking that, probably not. But I kind of agree that they are. Maybe I'm being a homer. I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, I agree with you on one aspect. I think the Lions win out in the long term, because not just with acquiring Goff, but also with the multiple draft picks for the next couple of years, I think that really positions them to compete, not just in the NFC North, but just in the NFC in general. Now, in the short term, I think L.A. wins out, because that's that 2 to 3 year window of opportunity, because as we talked about earlier with Stafford coming in still very much in his prime, but also we can't forget about, again, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and that huge payroll that they have, because within the next few years, I look at L.A. as being in a win-now situation, especially what they gave up to get Stafford. I think that's very interesting, but I think Detroit will definitely win out in the long term, and I see L.A. winning out in the short term. But let's move ahead now to the Detroit Lions, the new coaching staff that they have. So Dan Campbell was the former assistant coach for the New Orleans Saints. He was also the tight ends coach. He's the new head coach of the Detroit Lions. Give me your thoughts on the hiring of Dan Campbell.
I think a lot of people are going to have to watch their knees.
Exactly.
Honestly, no. Right? I think he is going to be a pretty decent coach. Now, this is Sonia being the objective Lions fan right now. If I were being the actual, like, my true Lions fan self, I would say, you know, he's got to prove it to me. He did a good job at the press conference. I was excited. You know, it sounds like, you know, he's saying the right things, but I want to see it on the field, because I've seen, you know, enough coaches and stuff like that do that. So there's that. Now, in terms of going back from looking at the Matt Patricia era to the Dan Campbell start, it sounds like that they're getting people in place who are actual, you know, who have played the game and who can relate to the players, you know, pretty well on a, you know, on a player standpoint. So a player's coach. And that's what you like to see. You know, you like to see player coaches and being able to motivate the guys and just, you know, letting them have fun. And it sounds like that was, and also giving them respect. And it sounds like that's what was missing in the Patricia era, was a lot of respect and just, you know, loosening up and letting guys be. And then you also have, you know, the new owner, Sheila Ford Hamp, who I think is also trying to bring in some change and also trying to, you know, allow things, make things a little bit different. And even though, again, it's small steps, but I think they're starting to try to put in some, you know, good pieces of the puzzle.
All right, let's stay with head coaches for a moment. So you mentioned the pieces to the puzzle, and we'll get more to the pieces of the puzzle and the coaching staff in just a moment. But Dan Campbell is the new head coach of the Detroit Lions. Do you and you said that you're pleased so far with the hiring, but as they said before, the proof will only be in the pudding when the play is on the field. Eric Bieniemy is still not a head coach in the NFL. Why don't you think, in your opinion, why didn't you think the Lions made an offer to Eric Bieniemy to possibly have him as the franchise's next head coach?
You know, that's a really good question, and I'm going to say that they probably just wanted somebody who, you know, was more of a, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, Bieniemy didn't call plays and blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, that's great, but, you know, I think they probably did want to go with a person who's had, you know, some head coaching experience at least right away. I know he hasn't had a lot of head coaching experience, and it's mostly been interim type of head coaches and assistant head coaching. But I think that part probably played a little bit more of a role than, you know, in that type of thing. And honestly, again, this is me speaking now in terms of Eric Bieniemy. I honestly probably wouldn't have wanted to see him here because I think that there's too much kind of riding on this spot. And I think that this probably would have put him not in a bad situation because, you know, obviously we don't know, but I think that the bar would have been raised for Eric Bieniemy to kind of make something of this. And I think that, you know, putting in Dan Campbell first, I think that probably makes it a little bit more palatable, if you will. And so I think that probably was a better call than Eric Bieniemy. Now, I hope he does get his chance, and I hope that he gets his chance with the right team and a good spot to be in. But I think Dan Campbell probably was a little bit more of what they were expecting within line.
All right, fair enough. Well, speaking of Dan Campbell, during his time with the New Orleans Saints, he was also part of another, in addition to the New Orleans Saints coaching tree, Aaron Glenn was the New Orleans Saints defensive backs coach, and now he's the Lions defensive coordinator. I tell you what, during the 2020 season, Sonia, the Lions defense was roasted. It had a lot of injuries during the season. What does we know what Aaron Glenn brought to the table during his time as the defensive backs coach for the New Orleans Saints. He had Malcolm Jenkins, he had Marshawn Lattimore, he had Marcus Williams, he had Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Janoris Jenkins. What does Aaron Glenn bring to the table as far as bringing that pedigree that he had as the defensive backs coach with New Orleans and now becoming the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions?
So I think that he brings just that hard-nosed kind of defense. The Saints played some good defense throughout the season. And like you said, they have some playmakers. Now, Detroit doesn't have that same caliber of playmaker right now. But I think that he has that vision and he has that, you know, goal of seeing that type of, that level of defense being played here. And it sounds like, you know, with the trade. And, you know, they've got some picks and they've got the ability to be able to make some things happen and start to go after, you know, some guys that they want. And I also, again, think that, you know, some of Matt Patricia's coaching had to do with a lot of that. And so, you know, maybe bringing a fresh coach, new environment, and, you know, giving the players somebody new to listen to. And, you know, I think that that also is going to be good too. So I think that he's done some great things in New Orleans. And I think I like that vision that he has for what's going to be here and what's going to be able to be here. And hopefully that can shine through, because if there's one thing I do love, it's a really good defense, a very good defense.
Yeah, Detroit definitely. They've had some pretty good defenses within the last several years. I mean, during the Ndamukong Suh era, but they've kind of fallen off for a minute. But Aaron Glenn is the new defensive coordinator. So they have a new defensive coordinator, and they have a new offensive coordinator. You mentioned the gentleman earlier with Anthony Lynn, who had four seasons as the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. He had Justin Herbert for one season. Justin Herbert had a fantastic rookie campaign this past season, and then he also coached Philip Rivers, who's a future first ballot Hall of Famer. So Anthony Lynn comes in as the new offensive coordinator. No Matthew Stafford. He doesn't have him anymore. He has a new quarterback at Jared Goff. He's got a great tight end with T.J. Hockenson. We don't, as you mentioned, we don't know if Marvin Jones Jr. is going to be back. We don't know if Kenny Golladay is going to be back. So tell me, what type of situation do you think Anthony Lynn is going to be coming in as the new OC for the Lions?
You know, he's, like we said, he's going to be coming into some uncertainty, but he does have a couple of weapons. He's got, like you said, T.J. Hockenson. And while the running game hasn't been super strong, he's got some pretty good running backs right there that he can work with DeAndre Swift. Kerryon Johnson has had some injury issues in this past couple years, so hopefully, you know, those can be worked out. And if they can, he's got a pretty good, you know, those two guys I think could give us, you know, some pretty good yardage. And then it just becomes, you know, what happens with the wide receiver situation if we are able to keep both Marvin Jones Jr. I'm not as high on him as I am being able to keep Kenny Golladay, but I think that there will definitely be a need for another wide receiver. And, you know, you do have the Amendolas of the world. But again, that was more of, you know, the Patriots carryover from, you know, the Detroit Lions becoming the Detroit Patriots. So I think there's going to be room for improvement there. I think they're probably going to use the draft, possibly free agency, to maybe pick up a couple people. But he's going to also kind of have a blank slate to kind of work with. And, you know, it'll just be kind of, hopefully he'll be able to work to Jared's strength, to the offense's strength, and come up with something kind of creative for this to work with. Because, again, it's going to be a lot of uncertainty. This season might not be, you know, a very good season just because of all the pieces that are going to be, you know, in play and the uncertainty, at least right now. Who knows what that's going to be like in the next couple months as, you know, free agency kicks off and things start to kind of come together.
All right. Well, speaking of, you mentioned Kerryon Johnson at the running back position, and also you had DeAndre Swift, who was a rookie this past season, and they have a new running backs coach. The Lions have a new running backs coach and assistant head coach in Deuce Staley. Deuce Staley, of course, has a long association with the Philadelphia Eagles as a player and as an assistant and a running backs coach, and was a part of that Super Bowl team just a few years ago. He coached running backs such as LeGarrette Blount, Jay Ajayi. Also, you can add Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood, Miles Sanders, Darren Sproles, and Boston Scott. So he's got a lot of pedigree when it comes to that position, as well as him being the assistant coach. What do you think he plans to do with Kerryon and DeAndre going forward into this 2021 season?
I'm hoping that he'll be able to do some pretty dynamic things in the running game. And I also forget, you know, that they do still have Adrian Peterson as well. And, you know, I don't expect Adrian to get as many carries as Kerryon and DeAndre. And I possibly think that, you know, Kerryon would be more of kind of like a receiving kind of back. And then DeAndre just being more like, you know, that workhorse running back that gains all the yards just because of Kerryon's injury issues. But he's also done a pretty good job in the blocking game as well. So that's kind of what I'm seeing, and that's what I hope will happen. I hope that they are able to finally get, you know, a 1,000-yard rusher this season. And, you know, again, this position is a little bit more solidified than the wide receiver position, but I'm excited that Deuce Staley is here, and I think that, you know, he's going to be able to make some differences and make some improvements with the guys and really kind of hopefully get that run game going, because that's one thing that, call it the curse of Barry Sanders or whatever, but that's one thing that really has not been, like, that has just really faltered the past 2 years. And so if we can really get that run game going, that would be awesome.
All right, and speaking of awesome, the NFC North has been an awesome division for a long time. And let's jump a little bit ahead now to the NFC North in the 2021 season. So, of course, there's the rivals, Chicago Bears, the Green Bay Packers, and the Minnesota Vikings. I want to start with Minnesota for a moment. Justin Jefferson had one heck of a rookie campaign this past year. And, of course, yep. He was awesome. And then Dalvin Cook was one of the top running backs in the league this year. How do you think, and of course, Kirk Cousins, right now we expect Kirk Cousins to be the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings in 2021. We've been hearing reports that he may go to San Francisco. Who knows what happens? But let's just say Kirk Cousins will be the quarterback for the Vikings. And then we've got Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook coming back, as well as that defense. How do you think Minnesota will be better in 2021?
I think that they're just going to have more experience, and they're going to, you know, they had a lot of rookies. They had, but their rookies did well. They're Justin Jefferson, and then they also had a rookie on defense who I cannot remember his name right now, but he also was pretty good. He was, I think, one of their, in their secondary, I do believe, but he was very good. So I think that they're going to have that much more experience. I think that Minnesota has always been the team that kind of low-key scares me, like, regardless. I always give my respect and props to that team because, you know, this year I think was an anomaly, and I think that they're going to actually get it together even more. And, yeah, I think they're going to be pretty good next semester, next season.
this semester, you know, it's all good. It's all the same thing. So let's move along now to the Chicago Bears. Now, again, we know the Bears, they're known to be the monsters of the midway, known for defense and their running game. But what they haven't really been known for throughout the course of that organization is their quarterback play, with the exception of Jim McMahon. However, we don't know if Trubisky is going to be the quarterback in 2021. Chicago is in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. We don't know how that's going to play out, but let's just hypothetically say that Trubisky does come back as the quarterback for the Bears in 2021. They've got Khalil Mack, and they've got a ton of rough riders on the defense for the Bears. So give me your take on how Chicago is going to approach 2021.
If they still have Trubisky, I don't think they're going to be able to do too much. And I know that they've tried, but they've given away a lot of picks. And it's going to be kind of hard for them to really kind of develop and get a lot of talent to to Chicago. And it's going to be a little bit harder. I think that they won those games earlier this season kind of in spite of everything that was going on, and their season really did just kind of come, just kind of crept up on them, and they kind of, in the words of Nathan Green, they were who they thought we were. So I think that that's kind of probably going to be more of the same this year or this next season if they are unable to get rid of Mitch Trubisky for, you know, any amount, which I don't know what they're going to be able to get for him. But I'm not as optimistic about the Bears as I am, say, like the Vikings. I think that the Bears still have a lot of pieces to put together, and they're cash strapped and they're draft pick strapped, so it's going to be a little bit harder for them to kind of improve. Sorry, Bears fans.
All right, fair enough. And, of course, when we talk about the NFC North, we have to talk about the Green Bay Packers. And what a phenomenal year they had this past year, playing in the NFC Championship, falling short to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But there's a lot of questions coming into 2021. Will Aaron Jones be back as the running back? Will they have a lot of free agents that may be coming back, may not be coming back, and most of all, at the quarterback position, Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Packers management has said that 2021, they want Aaron to be the quarterback. He will return. They will get he's guaranteed to make his return to Lambeau Field. Also, Matt LaFleur says there's no doubt he will be back. So let's say, well, I'm going to say this. Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback in 2021 for the Green Bay Packers. Where do you see the Packers going in 2021 with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback?
If Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback, I mean, the division, as much as you hate to say it, it's always, if Aaron Rodgers is there, the division is theirs, you know? And he's just done some pretty great things as a quarterback. This year, he really, like, that offense was record-breaking and just, you know, you got to give them their props. As much as it pains me to say, and being the good reporter slash fan slash, you know, person right now. But, you know, you can't see them not winning, because even, you know, even when Aaron was hurt, even when Aaron Rodgers is hurt, they're still the favorites, right? Like, they are, until somebody is able to take them down, which right now I think probably has the best chance is possibly Minnesota, despite their quarterbacking. I think that, you know, until Aaron Rodgers is gone, it's going to be the Packers division. It's true, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's just been phenomenal. I mean, for everything that's happened, I mean, with the – I think when we heard him make those comments towards the end, and I think it was just – upset. I think he was just upset by what had happened, and he just got caught up in the moment. But I think the 2019 season was great. This 2020 year was phenomenal. He'll most likely win the league MVP. He had a phenomenal year. I think he returns in 2021. I think they'll pick up right where they left off at.
I honestly can't see him going anyplace else, at least not right now.
But we said the same thing about Peyton Manning and Brett Favre and Tom Brady, didn't we?
Right, we did. And so,
but as
you know,
they said,
he could go, and if he does leave, then I honestly would pick Minnesota to win the division. I really would.
Yeah, it's possible, because, I mean, what Minnesota's done is good. I think if they just fine-tune that defense for the upcoming season, I think everything will be really good. So, again, that's Sonya Greenfield. She's a woman of many trades, a Jill of all trades doing what she does. She is the director of writer management and the official Detroit Lions reporter for Our Turf Football. And what's so significant about Our Turf Football is that this is football being covered from a woman's perspective. Can you tell the listeners out there just about what you do with Our Turf Football and what the meaning of the whole of Our Turf and what it's all about?
Sure. So Our Turf is basically down the four of us, and we cover Dana and Lisa and Kate are her. We cover the NFL. We cover all eight divisions. I cover the NFC North. I cover the NFC East. And we just kind of give our takes on what's been happening, you know, on games and what's been happening. Lisa actually was able to go to the Senior Bowl. She's gotten credentials the past couple years for the Senior Bowl. So make sure you go to our website, ourturf.com. And you can see all of her writing from when she was at the Senior Bowl. She had a great time. She always has a good time and is able to really, you know, kind of watch these guys play. So it's really great. We've gone to the Pro Bowl. We've gone to Canton. We've gone to the Hall of Fame game. So, you know, we're out there. We've been around And yeah, we just like, we love football. We love talking about it. We love writing about it. Yeah, we just like talking football. So, yeah, that's really what we do. Our turf, it used to be NFL female. But then we kind of, you know, switched over management and, it's our turf now. So it's kind of like, yeah, we got to defend our turf. So yeah, we're ladies, we're talking football.
Awesome. Just, I love it. And you're also a writer. You contribute to the Lions Wire and Sports X Media. Tell the listeners what you do with those two organizations.
Well, to be fair, I haven't really contributed to Sports X Media in a long time, just because I wear so many hats. And this year I didn't really contribute as much to the Lions Wire again, just because life has been a little bit crazy in the pandemic, but that's okay. But the Lions Wire is a group of writers that talk, that do every team in the NFL. And, you know, they cover pretty much, like I said, every team. I write for the Lions Wire. Usually I just do kind of like who's the player of the game, post game, stuff like that. Great group of people, great group of guys to work with. I really enjoyed writing for them, and I missed writing for them as much as I did this season. So hopefully I'll be able to do more of that next season if they'll still have me. But great group of guys. All their websites, they, like I said, they cover every single team, like really short, quick updates and nuggets about all the teams. And I really like writing for them too, just because of, you know, the brevity of it and just, you know, but they're so in depth and they're so like right there with everything. So yeah, that's the Lions Wire.
Awesome. And before we let you go, Sonya, once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Our Turf and the Lions Wire, and also where, if you have a website or if they have any websites, you feel free to give them that information as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being on. And I'm more than happy to come back because this is a lot of fun. So you can find me on Twitter at mom, the number 2, the number 3, RN, because I'm a mom to 3 and I'm a nurse. You can find me on Instagram at Sonia920. Let's see what else. Our Turf, like I said, I write for Our Turf. Our Turf has a Twitter, Our Turf FB on Twitter. And the same thing, Our Turf Football, I do believe, on Instagram. You can find us there. You can also find me, the Lions Wire, like I said, that's lionswire.com. That's part of the USA Today network. So, yep, just look for them. Yeah, I think I covered all of us. And it's not blaming on the head, not my heart.
Okay, that's okay. Hey, whatever you can bring up, thank you again. I want to ask you before I let you go.
Yeah,
can you explain to the listeners out there the differences between the Pontiac Silverdome and Ford Field?
Sure. So the Pontiac Silverdome was actually where the Lions played until 2002. And they played in Pontiac, which is about an hour or so north of Detroit. And so in 2002, after Matt Millen had come in, and they decided to bring the Detroit Lions back downtown to Detroit. And so they opened up Ford Field in 2002. As a matter of fact, I think they played their first preseason game on our wedding day, April 24th, 2002. So there's that. And that's right in downtown Detroit. It's right across from the Detroit Tiger Stadium. It's now actually right across from, now that the Wings have moved a little bit north to Hockeytown Arena, and the Pistons have moved down from, again, Pontiac, Auburn Hills area, which is still about an hour north of Detroit, but they've moved back downtown. So Pistons, Lions, Red Wings, Tigers are all right there in this great entertainment district. It's really a great place to be and really fun, really, really fun, especially, you know, when the teams were doing really well, it was a blast to be down there. So that's the difference between the Pontiac Silverdome and Ford Field.
I want to ask you this. What do you think the there's a fan base, or do you, what I should say is this. I know there have been a lot of stadiums that have created a lot of magic over the years that are no longer in existence, such as Candlestick Park, also Cleveland Municipal Stadium, and also you could say Shea Stadium, where the Jets shared a stadium with the New York Mets. I wanted to ask you, is do you think the soul or the magic that was at the Pontiac Silverdome, has it carried over to Ford Field, or do you think Ford Field is still trying to find its own identity?
I still think that Ford Field, while it's had some moments, has not had the moments that the Silverdome has had. I mean, the Silverdome was where the Lions had their last playoff victory in 1991. So that right there is huge. This Ford Field has had some really great moments, but I don't think until the Lions win a playoff game there, it still hasn't been, you know, it still doesn't have that feel, you know, because that's where the Lions went 0-6. You know, we had our Millen Man March there. So I think there's a little bit more negative energy coming from Ford Field, and negative not in a bad way, but just, you know, we haven't had as many positive experiences like a playoff win, like, you know, Barry Sanders ripping off runs and stuff like that. We haven't had that at Ford Field is basically what I'm saying.
Cool. What were the dining options like at Pontiac Silverdome, and what are the dining options like at Ford Field?
So the dining options were not as plentiful, I think, at the Silverdome. There weren't, like, the Silverdome was a little bit more isolated, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I was a little bit younger when, you know, in its heyday, so I didn't really get to go out there all the time, although my dad did, and I always wanted to hang out with him and his boys, but I was never allowed to. but now that it's downtown Detroit, I think that there's plenty more, like, dining options. There's a lot of, like, you know, you can really truly pregame. There's plenty of, you know, restaurants. You can hit up Pizza Popolis. You can hit up, you know, a lot of the, just even just like a lot of the smaller Detroit type restaurants that are there, and just kind of get into the vibe and get the bars and stuff like that, and then head to the game. It's really got a great feel. A lot of just like energy and just positive energy around that type of, you know, experience, I think.
All right. Well, you heard it from her. She is Sonya Greenfield. She is the director of writer management and the official Detroit Lions reporter for Our Turf Football, and she's a writer for the Lions Wire. Check out some of her stuff and what she's doing, as well as the other ladies are doing at Our Turf Football. Check her out and check them out on the various social media platforms, and also at www.ourturffb.com. Sonya, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, for sure. Feel free to reach out. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you again. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Stafford go here on third and goal. Goes through his lead to the end zone. It's caught. Marvin Jones for the touchdown. Got it. Second and short, Stafford given time. Jones is there with the defender falling. A Detroit touchdown on the second play of the second half. Defender slips easy. You can see the little shoulder pump there.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org. Someday,
someday, someday. 145.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
5 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime. Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
All right, everybody. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to our guest, Sonya Greenfield. She's the director of writer management and the official Detroit Lions reporter for Our Turf Football and a writer for the Lions Wire. Check her out. Check out the rest of the ladies out at www.ourturffb.com. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law and Order SVU streaming now.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected, to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org. Someday, someday,
someday. Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime. Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, No traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime. Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org. Someday,
someday, someday. Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime. Amazon Prime members get free two-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free two-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.